The Winner Takes It All and ABBA on BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey. Now, a Burgess Hill charity is aiming to give away over 1,000 blankets via local churches to vulnerable older people during the coming winter months. The charity Befriended cares for lonely and isolated elderly people in mid-Sussex and offers various services including one-to-one friendship, bereavement support, exercise classes and acts of kindness. Well, Gail Miller is the founder and chief executive of the charity. And she's a member of the Point Church in Burgess Hill. I'm pleased to say she joins me now. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. I love initiatives like this. I love acts of kindness like this, Gail. You know, I really, really do.
And so do we.
It really warms my heart when I read things like this.
Oh, great.
So it's an absolutely fantastic offer of 1,000 blankets. Can I just ask you, why blankets out of all of the things that you could have offered?
Well, it came, I'm an Alan Chaplin, and it came from having a conversation when I was taking a service in a residential home where a couple of the gentlemen were saying they were too afraid to put on their heating, their night storage heaters, and were afraid of whether they could afford the bill. And we just thought to provide a thermal blanket was just a way that we could ensure that they kept warm, but also that it was really practical.
Yeah.
So that's what we've done. We've got these beautiful, beautiful blankets that are so snuggly and they just feel like you're wrapped in God's love. You know, they really are very special.
Lovely, lovely. And how will you get the blankets to them? How are you going to distribute them?
So we're looking for churches to distribute the blankets in their community. We want churches to get in contact with us and order their blankets and to really get behind this vision that nobody, particularly our older people, should be cold this winter. And it's a way that they can actually go and really show love to people who are on their doorstep. I mean, how wonderful to have somebody ring at your doorbell and give a free thermal blanket, but it also is a way to build relationships and connections with the church. So we're just really looking for churches to get in contact with us, and we will give them however many blankets they want. We are doing this in faith, believing that God's going to provide all that we need financially to do this. And it might be more than 1,000, which would be amazing.
It will be amazing. And I've been talking all morning, actually. It's World Kindness Day today. Well, in my world, I like to try and have World Kindness Day every day, not just one particular day. But you touched on it there, you know, when these blankets will be delivered to the recipients, that's a great opportunity to strike a conversation. They might be lonely, they might be isolated, and then a friendship may even develop, mightn't it?
That's,
you know.
Absolutely. So with every blanket, we're going to have a card, and the verse will be, every good gift comes from God. And a church can write on that card, you know, their details, their contact details. So it's not just a delivering a blanket. It's actually making a connection with them as well so that we can continue to connect with each individual. Every blanket has been prayed over. When we were packing them all on Friday, every single blanket has had an individual prayer. We're praying that whoever is the recipient of that blanket will be blessed.
Yeah. And speaking of blessed, Gail, you're from a faith perspective. You're a member
Absolutely.
Of a church in Burgess Hill.
Yes.
So why do you run this charity? What tugs at your heartstrings? Why do you do it?
Oh, because, I mean, I love God, and I just think we need to show God's love in a really practical way. We've got this huge vision to end loneliness and isolation through working with local churches. I personally have been a Christian for many, many, many years, and I have seen God do the most incredible things through just an act of kindness. And so this charity is all about how we can demonstrate God's love in really practical ways, whether it is through supporting people in bereavement, or whether it's having fun at an exercise class, or whether it's taking a service in a care home, or visiting one-to-one. All of that makes a difference. I mean, even today, we've got a lady coming to our remembrance service today who said that she would never go inside a church ever, and today she is coming because she came to our bereavement course. So all these connections are just amazing.
Oh, what a lovely story that is. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Faith in whatever form it shows or arrives at our door can happen at any time, young
Absolutely.
Or small or old, can't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Gail, really lovely to talk.
A wonderful opportunity. Sorry.
Yeah, no, a great opportunity. No, and great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And it's really lovely to hear about Befriended and you know, and the work that you do there, caring for lonely and isolated elderly people in mid Sussex.
If people want to know more, just check out our website, www.befriended.org.
Right, you beat me to it there. I was going to do the website, but you've just done it for me now. That's a pleasure. Pleasure, Gail.
Sorry, Kevin.
No, not at all. Not at all. Gail, have a lovely Sunday and thanks for taking the time today.
Bless you.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Gail Miller there, founder and chief executive of the charity, and she's a member of the Point Church in Burgess Hill, aiming to give away, well, they say 1,000 blankets. It potentially could be more than 1,000 blankets, which is fantastic. It really is. And the fact that, you know, the recipients will then have a chance to have a conversation and talk and make friends. I love that. Love it.